Matthew Charles was born on 396 AD. He was born into a poor family with very little money. Every single day, he would pray to God to help him with his troubles. His parents were farmers. He didn't go to school, so he had very little knowledge. At this time, the Romans did not believe in Christianity. His father was healed by Jesus. His father used to be blind, but then Jesus came to his home and healed him. Because the Romans didn't believe in Christianity, he wasn't able to show his beliefs outside of his home. He basically had to keep his beliefs a secret. He was so tired of not being able to show his beliefs outside of his home. He was thinking about going to the king's palace to convince him to influence Christianity. He was too scared to confront the king, and he wasn't sure if he had the courage to personally talk to the king. One day, when he was with his friends, they brought up the news that a young man was put in jail for showing his beliefs outside of his home. "This has to stop," Matthew yelled. "I'm going to do something about this," he stated. "I'm going down to the palace." "What are you going to do?" his friend asked. "I'm going to make Christianity the main religion in Rome," he explained. As he walked down to the palace, he knew that this would be the biggest day of his life. "What are you here for?" the guard asked. "I need to speak to the king." "You must be a family or a close friend to talk to the king at the moment." I'm his nephew," he lied. "You may go in. Thank you." As he walked in, he heard the king yell, "Who are you?" "I am Matthew Charles, sir." "What do you want?" the king asked. "Sir, I believe that you should influence Christianity." "And why should I do that?" the king questioned. "I believe you should teach this beautiful religion all around Rome, because Jesus has done many amazing things for people of Rome. For example, he cured my blind father and gave him his eyesight back." There was a long silence before everyone in the room started laughing. "This man is crazy. Sentence him to 10 months in prison." As he was pulled away by the guards, he was very quiet, not saying a word, just thinking about what happened. After his sentence was over, he went home to his family. On his way home, he realized something different. There was a new building a couple blocks away from the palace. He walked over to the new building and he saw a sign, and that sign read, "Church of Christ."